Edmonton, in a facility tucked within the RCMPK division headquarters in Edmonton, a technological powerhouse known as the Real-Time Operations Center, RTOC, is revolutionizing how law enforcement responds to critical events. This is the only one of its kind in Canada, offering unmatched operational support for RCMP officers across Alberta. The RTOC, which operates 24/7, tracks suspects in real time and provides officers on the ground instant support during emergency situations. When an RCMP 911 operator, at either of the two dispatch centers located in Edmonton and Red Deer, receives a critical call, it is swiftly transferred to the RTOC, where the team is ready to mobilize resources, coordinate various units, and manage operations such as the Emergency Response Team, ERT, Air Services, Police Dog Services, and other law enforcement agencies. An operations center like this doesn't exist anywhere else in Canada, said RCMP Inspector Ryan Brightcruz about the unique facility. The RTOC leverages cutting-edge technology to help manage crises and plays a crucial role in coordinating response efforts during high-risk incidents, he said. The center consolidates multiple streams of data, 911 calls, real-time surveillance feeds, incident reports, and even social media updates, into one central hub. Criminal analysts on site quickly process and analyze this information, ensuring that officers in the field receive timely, actionable intelligence to make informed decisions, said Brightcruz. In the RTOC, everything is about efficiency, collaboration, and rapid response. Behind the scenes at the RTOC, the center is staffed by a cohesive elite team during each shift, which includes AS, sergeant, a sergeant, an OCC operator, two dedicated criminal analysts, a watch command dispatcher, and a case manager. On several massive monitors, larger than 100 inches, as well as numerous desktop computers, they monitor and respond to everything from emergency alerts and homicides to kidnappings and fleeing suspects. In the event of an emergency, officers in the field have a direct line to the RTOC via panic buttons on their body cameras. A simple press of the button shows the team the officer's exact location, allowing the RTOC to dispatch help immediately. State-of-the-art technology. At the heart of the RTOC's operations are advanced technologies like GPS tracking, live video feeds, and real-time communication tools. The enormous monitors display and follow the locations of all responding units, as well as the suspects they are pursuing, providing a comprehensive view of the situation on the ground. On the screen, every officer in the field is shown as a blue dot. Officers can access the RTOC's real-time surveillance data via their mobile devices, thanks to the Android Team Awareness Kit, ATAK. The ATAK system allows officers to see the same information at the center, on their phones, no matter where they are, said Brightcruz. This seamless integration of technology ensures that everyone involved has the most up-to-date details, which is essential for quick decision-making during high-pressure dangerous situations. In addition to GPS tracking and surveillance, the RTOC has access to specialized tools like infrared cameras. They are on the police helicopters, and the officers at detachments also have thermal imaging tools. These tools help identify suspects and track their movements even in difficult conditions, such as smoke or low visibility. The RTOC team can watch the suspects on the giant screens and relay strategic information to officers on the ground. Collaboration with other agencies. The RTOC doesn't work in isolation. It coordinates with local law enforcement agencies, including the Edmonton and Calgary Police Services, the Alberta Sheriffs, as well as CN and CP Rail. This integrated approach allows for a highly effective response when multiple events unfold simultaneously, such as during large-scale public safety operations, said Inspector Brightcruz. We can handle multiple simultaneous events based on safety and severity, he said, adding that, if needed, other trained supervisors would be deployed to the streets. This flexibility allows the RTOC to manage numerous high-priority incidents at once. On their huge monitors, the RTOC team of about 8 people can assist officers as they watch incidents unfold in all parts of the province, from congested cities such Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer, and Lethbridge, to remote and isolated wooded regions in northern Alberta. Handling information from multiple sources. The RTOC's ability to work with a wide variety of information sources is one of its key strengths. We work with whatever information we have at the time, said Troy Savinkov, RCMP Media Relations Officer. This can include everything from police data to open-source intelligence, such as tracking a suspect's social media activity or monitoring the movements of their cell phone and vehicle on the giant screens. This information is analyzed quickly by criminal analysts on site. This comprehensive approach to intelligence helps officers in the field respond more effectively to emerging threats, said Inspector Brightcruz. A record of success? RCMP in BC. Have an operational center, but it doesn't have the capabilities as the Alberta RCMP RTOC. The Alberta RCMP, KDIV. Have a more operational first responder command, leadership and innovation than our BC counterpart, which is used as more of an intelligence center, said Savinkov. The Alberta RCMP Real-Time Operations Center is more than just a hub for technology and coordination. It's a proven asset to public safety. In 2024 alone, the RTOC assisted with more than 15,000 calls, helping police respond faster and more efficiently to emergencies. The RTOC has its own IT support team, and the center's advanced technology provides real-time intelligence and seamless coordination between agencies, said Inspector Brightcruz.